Jabara, Jabara, say Jabara, 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 say Jabara. The Captain knew the cats don't ever purr. They know how, but not what fur. The Captain knew the cats don't go meow. Wouldn't try if they knew how.
We'll be right back. Your woman out from under your nose.
Does anyone know the way to hear someone say,
we just haven't got a clue what to do?
Does anyone know the way? There's got to be a way
to Blockbuster.
The cops are out, they're running about, don't know if they'll ever be able to Blockbuster out. He's gotta be caught, he's gotta be taught, 'cause he is more evil than anyone here ever thought.
Does anyone know the way to hear someone say,
we just haven't got a clue?
Does anyone know the way? There's got to be a way
to Blockbuster.
Does anyone know the way to hear someone say,
we just haven't got a clue what to do?
Does anyone know the way? There's got to be a way.
talk about this old man.
For Gary.
Let you down.
la 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 la. Ooh la 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 la.
Has become tiresome. I'm gonna let that fade out, I think. Come on. Actually, I think that's a really cool version of Down to the Wire. That is looking, I don't know, sorry, Down to the Wire. That is Yellow Hand. Oh, and I can hear Yellow Fingers typing there. Mr. Dominic Priori, thank you very much for helping with the show tonight. I thought you were going to be too busy to come in. Bubblegum and Other Delights, I'm Becky, and we have my special guest tonight, Shelley Ganz from The Unclaimed. Hi, Shelley.
Hi.
Can you reach your microphone over there?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Oh, now things are starting back up. Interesting. Okay, let me stop. So I guess I've got a setting that just repeats the song until you want to scream here. Okay, so anyways, I'll back announce later, but... strange things are happening in the studio now. Anyways, Shelley, I want to welcome a couple more people to our chat room. We have PowerPot 78, Gary Schneider, and Carrie Chaos since I last welcomed people. Anyway, Shelley, great to have you on the show today.
Well, great to have you me here. Thank you.
Yes, we've been talking about this forever, and one thing is, we both love garage music, obviously. We've talked about that a lot over the years, but you've also always had this secret love of bubblegum. Not really so secret, actually, because your band, The Unclaimed, used to play My Girlfriend is a Witch by the Chattanooga Cats live in your shows, and you've always loved cartoon music and stuff, but we never really talked about it that much until the last few years, so that's why I wanted to get you on here, and I thought it would be a good show to really show to demonstrate how there is so much overlap in a lot of this music. So, and you're also one of the people who can really make it have an intellectual discussion about this stuff. So, so welcome to the show. And I guess we're not really going to debate this, I think, because we both agree. I don't think we have anything to debate, really.
Well, I think it's a universal appeal, and anyone can really love it.
Yeah.
Who just all you have to do is hear it and fall instantly in love with it, to be sure. I wanted to thank Riley of Riley fame,
mm-hmm.
Who turned me on to the Chattanooga Cats record, and she's responsible for the Unclaimed covering My Girlfriend's a Witch.
Uh-huh. Written by Michael Lloyd. And
yeah, we used to do it in our live set.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Riley, if you're listening.
Now, one of our listeners, TC and CT, Thomas, was asking in the chat room if The Unclaimed, you guys started in, was it 1979?
Yeah, we played our first mm-hmm. gig in actually the summer of 79.
Right, and you guys, you dressed very authentically in mid-60s kind of garage band clothing. I mean, when I used to see the version that I saw in the 80s, you guys dressed a lot like the Music Machine. Was that always the unclaimed kind of uniform, the all black turtleneck?
Yes, it was.
Long hair, bowl cut, kind of longer.
Yes.
Were you sort of the first band that was, do you feel, doing that type of sound and that was really going with the whole visual look of a, you know, a band that could perform on the Flintstones, I guess?
Well, thank you. I was very much image-oriented, and I liked the look. I was very comfortable with it, and I thought that it was a lot of fun. So I never thought anyone else would be interested in it. I just did it because it made me feel good. And that's the long and short of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just fun to do. And I just appreciated that fashion from the period. And it's nothing more complicated than that.
Uh-huh.
It was just fun. And I guess that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nothing more complex or complicated than that.
Right. And I mean, I think a lot of people who grew up, you know, who are like a little younger than you, you know, their thought when, you know, when they think the 60s is they think late 60s, they think, you know, bell bottoms or whatever. And even the whole, that whole era kind of you know, 1966 and earlier, people at that time didn't, you know, they thought of the Doors and they thought of, you know, Jefferson Airplane or Grateful Dead when they thought 60s, but bands like yours really kind of champion the one-hit wonder sort of garage bands that, I mean, obviously there's the Beatles and stuff, but,
A
lot of the bands we like didn't really have full careers that, you know, that people would have known about as much as, like, I guess, classic rock bands, so.
Yeah, I think the look that we strive for was a little more basic, you could say, or construe that it might have been a little more primitive, a little more stark. And there were a lot of bands that did it. I mean, Manfred Mann looked that way for a time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Beatles, obviously the Music Machine, the Standells.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of bands
had
that look at a certain point. It was just very, very sharp. So we just liked it and did it.
Now, as far as your style, your music, let's talk about the music a little bit. Who else did you really see? Who else really influenced you musically, do you think,
well,
at that time? Who did you really listen to a lot, at least? And it's maybe hard to say who.
Well, to encapsulate it, I was always very much into the American 60s garage bands who took their cue from the British R&B bands, of course, like the Rolling Stones, the Pretty Things, Yardbirds, of course.
Right.
But they learned a lot from the progenitors of the blues artists.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of went back and forth.
Uh-huh.
And there was a wealth to be had by listening to the two and combining the best of both.
Uh-huh. Were you like me, where you heard like the versions, the first versions you heard were the, you know, the Beatles versions of things or the cartoon versions? I mean, for me, a lot of the stuff I heard first was the cover version of something, and then I didn't hear the original till much later, and that became my acquired taste. Was
kind of back and forth. I don't know if I was quite old enough to hear original versions, but I listened a lot to oldies radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to hear things like Liar Liar by the Castaways, and I was just completely floored.
Yeah.
And things of that nature. And then I met archivists, and you start looking backwards, and you see where things came from. Plus, I had the advantage of having an older sister who collected.
Well, I just wanted to ask if you had older brothers and sisters.
Yeah, an older sister.
For some reason, I thought you were an only child, and I was going to say, how did you
get
your hands on records?
As an only child, because my sisters were a lot older.
Okay.
So I inherited her collection.
Okay.
And I had all the Stones records, and I learned a lot from them.
Yeah.
From there.
I know Dominic got that from his sister, too.
So it was good to have an older,
older
sibling.
That's cool.
Mine were Surf Records.
Well, you mentioned Liar, Liar, and since you said Surf Records, one thing, I want to get back to music in a second, play some of your songs and some of your heroes, and we'll listen to hear if there are any influences there. Liar, Liar is a good example of a song that, one of the reasons I think Bubblegum can overlap with garage and so many other kinds of music is because while there is a bubblegum style, I think there's definitely a bubblegum sound. A lot of songs I think can be bubblegum because of the lyrics. I think they can still have they can have the sound of another type of genre, like Liar Liar to me. I always thought of that as like a surf record or something when I was growing up, but the lyrics are obviously bubblegum because they're based on like a little baby taunt, teasing, you know, nanny 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 goat kind of thing. So for me, that's kind of how I always thought of that song, as that was a surf song. Or I would have thought of, you know, I guess Wooly Bully, I don't know, is an R&B song or a soul song, or not Wooly Bully, like Little Red Riding Hood, you know. A lot of the bubblegum songs, I thought of them as being other genres because there was so much overlap. A lot of the garage songs, the same thing. They do have bubblegum lyrics, but because of they were tough sounding or they had fuzz guitars, I classified them as garage songs.
And then you had Hanky Panky, which was written, I believe, by Jeff Barry and Ellie Greenwich, but it was very surf-based with the way Tommy James and the Shondells did it. So that's kind of a bubblegum. I mean, it came out in 66, but it was recorded in 64 with all that surf guitar on it. So, again, you know, a surf and garage and bubblegum are all somewhat in there.
And then I think of Moni Moni as a date rape song. Bad guys singing in bars in the 80s. Okay, back. Let me just do the recount what we heard. We heard Down to the Wire was Yellow Hand, an album that apparently has six Buffalo Springfield songs on it that were not officially released. Fudgy, my new favorite bubblegum song, is by Coco's Rubber Band. Knick Knack Paddywhack was The Valentines. That's the Bon Scott Australian pop band. And I don't believe that was Bon singing. I think we would have known that if it was. And I've seen some clips of that group on YouTube, and there's definitely more than one singer in that band. So I think they do a version of that song, Groupie, too. I can't remember. They do a couple other songs, so look them up. Jack B. Nimble was the Dakota. Now I want to move along and play some Michelle-y stuff, but we're going to start this set out with one of our favorite bands, right? The Groovy Ghoulies?
Absolutely.
The ones from our TV set. And then we're going to play maybe some Unclaimed and some other fun stuff. Just a bunch of great stuff. So here we go with Creepy Crawler. Let me just cue this up. Okay, I think this is it.
I see this week's musical guest of the Rolling Headstone.
Heavy, that Hudson Rock, Captain Marvel, and Ulysses F. Grant.
Ooh, they can plant themselves in my garden anytime.
Creeper crawler, did you ever see such a sight? Creeper crawler, I wonder if he'll bite. Creeper crawler, look at him, I dare ya. Creeper crawler, for sure, it's gonna scare ya. Have you ever seen a thing with 50 legs and eyes on the back of its head? A long green body and a great big mouth, and he smiles like your uncle Fred. Well, I just saw one, and I don't care if I ever see one again. But if you want to, I understand. They come out now and then.
Creeper crawler, did you ever see such a sight?
Scared, he's crawling slowly right up your arm. sand or slither feet. So you stand and browse the street. But a beat, Lord, you're black, you never care.
I guess this town's for keeps.
Yes, you can hear the green.
That was the Count Five with So Much, and I wanted to ask you about that one, Shelley. We were talking about that song. Count Five is another major influence.
Absolutely.
On you, right?
Oh, yeah. The Count Five from San Jose.
Another band that knew how to dress.
Yeah, and I
like a band with a gimmick. Do you?
Well, they wore the capes.
Yes.
And they took pictures in front of the Winchester Mystery House. And
I didn't know that totally makes sense. I mean, I know the album covers, of course, but I didn't know it was the Winchester Mystery House.
Yeah, up in, I guess, Northern California. Sure.
Yeah. Have you ever been there?
I have not had the pleasure.
I have.
But I have had the distinct pleasure and privilege to become friends with the late, great John Byrne.
Is that the
singer? He was the singer and the songwriter of, you know, Psychotic Reaction and all the great songs.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask, it's John Byrne or Bird?
John Byrne.
Yeah. Okay. I knew someone in the band had died. I thought it was the singer. I was going to ask you what the singer's name was, but now I don't have to. Yeah, that song is called So Much, and it reminds us so much of Creeper Crawler by the Groovy Coolies, which is why I wanted to play it. The song between those two was The Creeps by your band, The Unclaimed, or actually you guys were going by Attila and the Huns at that point. Like, if someone were to look for that, if they wanted to find that CD, what would they search under? Would they look for Attila and the Huns or The Unclaimed?
Well, it was released under Attila and the Huns. Mm-hmm. At the time, The Unclaimed had broken up, and that CD, and there is a vinyl version of that.
Oh, there is.
Yeah, also under Attila and the Huns, and you could get it from Music Maniac out of Germany. And the reason being, at the time, we were going to regroup as Attila and the Huns.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone's interested, you could find it in Germany under Music Maniac.
And I bet Music Maniac has a website you could probably...
Yeah, I'm sure it's out there.
Too, so do a search. And your other record, what's the name of your record that looks like a Fizzy's cover? The album looks like a Fizzy's?
Yeah, that's, I guess it's just...
Just The Unclaimed?
The Unclaimed Primordial Ooze.
Primordial Ooze, right. That's awesome. Okay, one thing I wanted to ask you, I want to play some more of your music and some of the original songs. We have another Count Five, Unclaimed, we're going to have a Battle of the Bands coming up. I wanted to play Teeny Bopper, the different versions of that song. And I wanted to ask you about your inspiration for that song. Obviously, it's a Count Five song. You guys covered it. I wanted to ask about, you know, when you did your version. My take on the original is that John is singing it sort of a little sarcastically, like he's kind of making fun of the Teeny Bopper. Like, he's really doing, like, I don't know if he has an accent, like when he speaks, but he has a little bit of a quality to his voice when he sings, but he's really playing it up when he sings Teeny Bopper. You know how his vocals, like, he's really stretching out his words. He's kind of making fun of the Teeny Bopper. Do you understand what I mean? Like, he's really dragging his words out, like she's, you know, a dorky little 13-year-old girl who's buying bubble gum and doing all this silly stuff. Your version is more like sung from a more serious perspective, like it's a cool thing. I wonder if that was intentional or not, or you see the humor in his version, like...
I'll have to listen to that again, Becky.
I'm going back to back. Okay, so...
We can hear it right now, man.
I guess we are.
Okay.
I don't have Becky's insight, so I don't know.
He's like... Yeah, listen to the two different... I'm going to play Shelley's version first, then I'm going to play the Count Five version. The other thing I want to ask you, and you and your band, Unclaimed, and that Count Five kind of share this, but I was wondering if you were raised, like, were you kidnapped by, like, carnival people when you were little? Because a lot of your songs have a very carnival-esque feeling to them. They're bouncy, and they have those weird tempo shifts, which, you know, it's kind of disorienting. It reminds me of being on a ride and sort of being dizzy. And you even have a song called Tilt-A-Whirl. So what's kind of behind that? Was that intentional, or is that just kind of how you write music? Or is it, you know, one of your guitar players' influence?
I've often wondered about that myself. Mm-hmm. I think maybe perhaps...
inner ear imbalance?
I could have been absconded from a trailer park. Or raised by carnies.
Carnies.
Yeah.
Or hobos, maybe.
Yeah.
We like hobos here.
All of the above.
Okay, so I'm going to play the Teeny Boppers, then we're going to go into a set that I think some people here will find familiar. They'll understand what kind of theme I'm going for here. And then I'm going to go really into some bubblegum versus garage stuff, and you guys can try to guess whether the songs are bubblegum or garage, which each song is a bubblegum song or garage song, because I really don't know. It's hard for me to tell. So starting off with the Unclaimed version of Teeny Bopper, and following up with the Count Five. Here we go. Teeny Bopper.
Thank you.
is open. A new romance is meeting you guys every day. Sitting by the phone, moping on an O.M. machine and hoping trouble's away.
Rage grows up. where we can sing and play if we want to.
Better than- crawling through a window, hanging up above. Got a piece of chalk going on the sidewalk, pretty hard telling her of my love. And I say, come on, baby, you gotta come on now. Come on now. All right.
pursuing my wishes. They're delicious. You'll be mine, all mine. The moment I'm near you, when I hear you whisper long, sweet love in my ear, I get so excited, I can't fight it. So just stay right here, 'cause you know delicious, you're so delicious. But you know, girl, you're a showgirl, and I've got my eye on you. You find it so easy just to tease me. What good does it do? I knew when I met you I would get you, but I didn't know when or how. But you'll soon discover I'm a lover, and I'll get you now, 'cause you know.
Guys, Shelley wants to come back tomorrow. Fortunately, I don't have a show tomorrow, but we'll figure out a way to make this happen. All right, we're back on the air. That was Jerry Blavitt with Tasty, and one of my favorites, as everybody knows, because I play it to death. By the way, you guys, let me know if you're hearing a bunch of staticky noises, because I am. And I want to know if it's just the voices or actual noise out loud. Before Tasty, I played Delicious, which is the new Tasty that all the kids are listening to. That one's by Us. Sounds a lot like Tasty lyrically and actually musically. Before that, I played Try It by the Ha Express, which, you know, is the perfect missing link between Bubblegum and Garage, I think, because Try It is by the Standells, and it's written by Joey Levine, the king of bubblegum and peanut butter. And that was the Ohio Express version, so I think that kind of marries the two right there. You know, case closed. Okay. Before that, we heard Come On Down, Marianne by the Ohio Express with Joey singing. By the way, the triad was that was not Joey singing. That was one of their other singers. Before that, we heard Sha-La-La by Question Mark in the Mysterians. Do you like that group, Shelley?
Question Mark in the Mysterians? They were gods.
Well, Joey wrote that song, too. So, and I believe that was from the later Question Mark when they were on... were they on Buddha or Kama Sutra, Dominic?
Yeah, the night were on the Kama
Sutra. No. Question Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Okay, maybe that's what I'm thinking. I think I have a comp where maybe... For some reason, I was thinking that they had moved, or maybe I'm just thinking Cameo Parkway. Okay, but anyways, Joey wrote "Sha La La," and that's why it sounds so much like an Ohio Express song. But it is Question Mark singing. And okay, so before that, we heard another garage great song. Sometimes good guys don't wear white, which is usually done by the Standells. But we heard Las Dilly Sisters. How old do you think those girls are? 6, 7 years old? Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. Dominic is eating a taco in their honor, but we're going to clean up afterwards so we don't have a roach problem. Sometimes good guys don't wear white. You know what? I played a little mini set in there. I want to dedicate it to Papa Joe Mambo because it was Banana Splits themed. I don't know if anyone caught it. The theme within a theme there. Las Dilly Sisters appeared on the Banana Splits. They were guests on one of the episodes singing their big hit, Tra-La-La Boondier. We heard before that, I'm Going to Find Me a Cave by the Banana Splits. And before that, we heard a song called Sour Grapes by the fantastic Yellow Brick Road, who I'm going to have to do some research on. And those who are Banana Splits fans know of the Sour Grapes, the mean girl gang next door. They were always coming in and challenging the Banana Splits to a dance-off. So that's my Banana Splits thing. Okay, before that we heard, and they were Teeny Boppers, by the way. We heard two Teeny Bopper songs. We heard the Unclaimed version, Attila the Huns, and we heard the Count Five version.
Can I say something?
Yeah? That's Dominic Priori.
Hi.
On bass.
Dominic Priori on bass.
Bass braces.
I just want to say that I've been to a lot of rock and roll shows in my life, but I've never seen quite the audience reaction and dancing that I saw to Teeny Bopper, Teeny Bopper, when the Unclaimed played at the Cavern on Hollywood Boulevard in 1986. It looked like all these girls were with their hair flying everywhere and their earrings flying off and their miniskirts and their go-go moves and everything going on, but they looked like they were all bouncing on a trampoline because the way these guys, Unclaimed, played it, were just like...
Songs are bouncy.
Well, yeah, bouncy. And that one is especially bouncy.
There's flubber on your shoes when they play.
And I was telling Becky on my way over, the most intense thing I really ever saw was, you know, punk rock, mask era punk rock at the Mask Benefit and some of those groups, and they were the greatest groups, and it was at the height of the whole punk rock era. It was some of the best punk rock ever made, mm-hmm. but this performance by the Unclaimed was like that, but I thought it was better because the music was so much cooler. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, the Screamers and the Bags and the Ice and X and everybody, but, you know, this was just something else, and it really kind of blew me away and convinced me that this was going to be the rest of my life. It really did.
This was like Pogo by Wham-O.
Well, thank you, Dominic. Mm-hmm. That means a lot to me. Thank you.
So Shelley.
I'd like to also thank Danny Villeni.
Yeah, let's talk about some of your band members.
Who played lead guitar, Lee Joseph on bass, and the great Scott Forer on drums.
Yeah. And if any of those guys are out there listening, please come into our chat room. Lee, we know. We see Lee all the time. And we might have one of your former members in our chat room or listening tonight. Is that correct?
I understand Barry Shank might be out there.
Yeah, we'll see how to Barry, if he happens to be listening and just isn't in the chat room. Hi, Barry. Come in.
Barry, you know, get in touch, man. It would be great to hear from you.
Yeah, we want to have a reunion on the next show.
I saw Peter Case about a month ago, and He said you're doing great.
He's fantastic too, by the way, Peter Case. Also, you said you wanted to say hi to Michael Quercio.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Another
hey,
old
Mike.
Friend. Let's have a big reunion here. So I'm going to play some more stuff, but you had picked out some records, and I wanted to play those, and I wanted to talk a little bit about that first. I don't know if you had anything you want to say about any of the songs we just played, but I wanted you to introduce some of the songs you're going to play, and these are actually records from your childhood, a few of them. Some of them are actually baby kitty records. Others, I want you to tell us about the first song, because it's a pretty common song. People all know it, but I want you to tell why it's special to you. Also, maybe I'll save this for coming up. You did a pretty cool interview recently with somebody. You found one of these, a really great 60s garage, one-hit wonder, kind of non-hit wonder, as I like to call them, person. And he found out he lived just right down the street from you and did an interview with somebody from the Sloth. So I guess we'll find out about that later. That's just the teaser to get people to remind us to talk about it. But let's talk about some of the stuff you picked out to play tonight.
Oh, which song are we
going
to begin with?
Well, we're going to start with Summertime, Summertime.
Yes, by the Jamies. Mm-hmm. I heard it once in the radio, on the car radio, and I literally had to pull off the road to get the full impact of that song. It's just miraculous and marvelous, and there's nothing more to be said about it. It's like a Zen experience. It'll just blow your mind, and I... enjoying everyone to just listen to it and enjoy it.
Can you say what it is about it that you think? Can you try to describe it on a words level, or is it the voices, do you think? Is it something about the way all the voices are?
Yeah, the way they meld together, okay. And it's just the harmonies.
Mm-hmm.
It's just brilliant in its simplicity.
Uh-huh.
It's impish.
It's, yeah, that's a great word, Dominic. Impish and, the layering and the instrumentation,
yeah,
which
that,
is the instrumentation, which is almost non-existent, and it's like being played on some kind of hurdy-gurdy. It's just kind of like a crank that they're just cranking through the whole song. It just doesn't stop.
I love the hurdy-gurdy. The hurdy-gurdy. Okay, so we're going to start at the set with Summertime, Summertime by the Jamies, and then we're going to play a couple of other of Shelley's picks. And actually, you know, I might incorporate some of my stuff into it, too, we'll just see how it works. But you also have some of your kids' records here, which I definitely want to get to. So we'll just announce it later. But here is Summertime, Summertime.
It's summertime, summertime, some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, 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 summertime,
Once little Tommy went for a stroll. Deep in the forest he found a hole. Quietly he crept around, when all of a sudden he heard this sound. Beware. R-A-T-T-L-E-S N-A-K-E rattlesnake. R-A-T-T-L-E-S N-A-K-E rattlesnake. Rattlesnake, rattlesnake, rattlesnake that'll take you. Rattlesnake, rattlesnake, rattlesnake that'll take you. Tommy knew just what to do. He dragged the snake to the nearest zoo. People came from far and wide and pointed to Tommy's snake with pride.
The snake replied,
Tommy yelled, who's afraid?
Of R-A-T-T-L-E-S-N-A-K-E rattlesnake. R-A-T-T-L-E-S-N-A-K-E rattlesnake. Rattlesnake, 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 I've got you. Rattlesnake, 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 I've got you.
To see if Tim could swim. He sank down to the bottom. He couldn't reach for air. And Lulu got excited and grabbed him by the... Shake it, shake it, shake it everywhere. Shake it like a milkshake with flowers in your hair. Ding, dong, bing, bang, balloons are gonna pop. Shake around the corner, then shake again and stop. When Tiny Tim turned 20, taught him how to fly. He spread his wings wide open and watched the world go by. He started to flounder when he was on the wing. Told him not to worry, just told him how to shake it, shake it, shake it everywhere. Shake it like a milkshake with flowers in your hair. Ding dong, bing bang, balloons are gonna pop. Shake around the corner, then shake again and stop. Tiny, tiny Tim. He tried to fly to heaven, but they wouldn't let him in. Her Tiny Tim kept knocking on that door, until the pilot told him, you've got to learn some. Shake it, shake it, shake it everywhere. Shake it like a milkshake with flowers in your hair. Ding, dong, bing, bang, balloons are gonna pop. Shake around the corner and shake again and stop. Shake it, shake it, shake it everywhere. Shake it like a milkshake with flowers in your hair. Ding dong, bing bang, balloons are gonna pop. Shake around the corner and shake again and stop. Shake.
What makes me feel so good? I've got your loving every day. Just like you know you should. You keep it coming, coming my way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It ain't no lie, tell you that I ain't never felt so fine. It's for sure. Special delivery, special delivery. You give your love to me. Who got the love? Now it ain't no lie, tell you that.
Special delivery. Special delivery. You give your love to me.
Won't you come take a walk with me? Oh, how happy we could be. Shirley Applegate, sweeter than honey. Shirley Applegate makes my day so sunny. Can I carry your books to school? Can I teach you the golden rule? Learn it now before it's too late. I love you, Shirley Applegate. Shirley Applegate, you look so fine. Shirley Applegate, you gotta be mine. I love you, Shirley Applegate. Shirley Applegate, sweeter than honey. Shirley Applegate, you make my day so sunny. Shirley Applegate, you're sweeter than honey. Shirley Applegate, you make my day so sunny.
I'm gonna do all of the love you want. I had to know. Told me that you loved me and that you always would. Then I said I loved you. You said that that was good. Girl, you made a promise. Said you'd never want me to go. Oh, no. Indian giver, Indian giver, you took your love away from me. Indian giver, Indian giver, took back the love you gave to me. Baby, I was feeling the way I wanna feel. You had me believing the love we had was real. Things we did together, you said they'd never end. Now until forever, oh yeah, that's what you said. Girl, when I was down, I knew that you would always be there. Oh yeah. Indian giver, Indian giver, you took your love away from me. Indian giver, Indian giver, took back the love you gave to me. Oh!
The Ramones with Indian Giver. Shelley and I both love the Ramones, we realized that. So we played the 1910 Fruit Gum Company version first, of course, just to show the overlap between punk and bubblegum. All right. I have a whole Ramones set queued up, but it might wait till next week because we got way too much stuff we want to play for you tonight. Shelley, you're up next. I wanted to play some of your 60s punk stuff that you brought along. And I wanted to ask you again about that interview that you conducted recently. So who did you find from the Sloths? And tell us a little bit about that band and what their 45 was and the deal.
Well, I had the good fortune...
Oops, can you get up to the mic a little
Yes,
more?
Sure, sure. I had the good fortune of tracking down Michael Rummins from the Sloths, the legendary godlike Sloths. And they are famous for their song, Makin' Love. I'm sure you garageophiles are familiar with it. I think it came out in the mid-80s on one of the Back from the Graves. I think it's on either 4 or 5, Makin' Love. And it's, as you know, just astonishingly great. Maybe the greatest stripped-down, primitive-sounding cut of all time. It's just a remarkable recording. And I found Michael Rummins to be just incredibly nice and very open, very humble, and very eager to talk about what took place.
Mm-hmm.
He is one of four who was in the band at the time. He was 16. He played rhythm guitar. And sadly, two of the members are now gone, but I'm sure it will never be forgotten. We will hear more from Michael Rummins. He is slated to do an interview with Mike Stacks in his great publication of Ugly Things in the near future. I just talked to Mike Stacks prior to coming on this wonderful radio show. Anyway, I hope you'll enjoy listening to the Sloths doing Makin' Love.
We will. Hopefully they're not coming for Mike there. They'll kill. Just love our, in our neighborhood, our lovely romantic neighborhood where the sirens go off about every 10 minutes here. Okay, so we're going to hear Makin' Love by the Sloths, and we're going to hear some more of Shelley's great records. Actually, we're going to follow that up with The Unclaimed doing, what song are we going to hear?
Oh, on your Hidden 45? Truth. Hidden Truth.
And that's from a 45 that was recorded where?
It was recorded in the practice studio, and the players on that were Rich Coffey, Ray Flores, and Matt Roberts.
Oh, yeah, I remember that version.
And it was literally done with just through the practice room PA and through just what you hear is what you get. It's as simple and as primitive as you can get.
Can I add something?
Sure.
Yeah, by the way, when you hear the Sloths, just think the fact that they were one of the two best groups to play at Pandora's Box on the Sunset Strip, along with The Misunderstood, haha.
How old were they?
Mike Rummins told me that he was 16 when he played, and they all went to Beverly High.
Mm-hmm.
And what else can I tell you? The singer, I'm sorry, I forgot his name, but he obviously is remarkable, as you will hear. He wrote the lyrics.
Did they have costumes or like stage outfits?
He told me that they were just basically pretty stripped down. And they just had slightly long hair. You couldn't wear long hair in 65. You get kicked out of school. And just marvel at how hollow the sound is. And just be blown away by how primitive the sound is. And there's nothing else like it that I can think of that matches it for its simplicity and its utter primitiveness. Be blown away and enjoy the godlike Sloths.
Here we go.
Only one thing I want to do. Baby, baby, make love to you. I ain't looking to do you no harm. I want to hold you in my arms.
gonna kiss you, gonna hold you tight. I wanna be with you all night, making love. Making love! Good, good, good love, baby! Making love! Oh girl, don't put me down. Got the time, just mess around. Got the joy, can't conceal it. Babe, babe, do you feel it? You're gonna make me feel so fine. I'll be with you all the time, making love. Making love, baby. I'll feel so good. Ain't never gonna stop. When you come into my arms, and you feel my hugging, and you feel my kissing, then baby, you're gonna know just how much you've been missing. Making love. Making love. Only one thing I wanna do. Baby, baby, make love to you. I ain't looking to do no harm. I wanna hold you in my arms. I'm gonna kiss you, gonna hold you tight. I'm gonna be with you all now, making love. Making love. Making love all day and all night, baby. Give me that good loving. Good, 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 good loving, baby. Give me that good loving, baby. Making love now. Good loving, good, good, good. Wow, making love.
Girl.
You know what, Shelley? I gotta. I'm gonna play some more songs, but I gotta interrupt you right there because we were just talking about that. Do you know what year that was, and which came first, the chicken or the egg? Sympathy for the Devil, or
Making deals by the Satans?
Making deals by the Satans, because clearly, stylistically, that sounds like that would have come way before Sympathy for the Devil, and
that's a good point.
Lyrically,
very similar, because obviously, Making Deals by the Satan, and we don't know. So,
where are the Satans from, and where would that have been released at the time?
Would anybody have
heard of it?
Good point. It's on the Manhattan label,
mm-hmm.
which is very cool in and of itself. Someone, a real audiophile or collector, would know better than myself.
They're from L.A.
Really?
Yeah, the Satans are from L.A.
Oh, well.
And the Stones were in L.A. in the 60s, mid-60s. So.
Yeah, and there's that running question, too, about the discrepancy between My Love Comes in Colors by Love and the Stones song, She Comes in Colors Everywhere. What came first?
Mm-hmm.
So, again.
The Stones were just ripping off L.A. left and right.
Well, you didn't hear it from me, but, you know.
All right. So, next song we're going to hear. What is it again?
Are we doing Without Her by The Rumor?
Another L.A. group.
That's right.
Yes, we are. There's a good chance to
L.A. group
over there.
The Rumor.
Put that on.
I know all for
Okay, that was Cry Girl by the Kendells.
Yeah.
I like that one. And I had to say, the song that we played before that was one of my favorites, and I didn't even realize it until I heard what it was. Can you tell us a little bit about that one?
Yeah, and Dominic can help out, too.
He played it a few weeks ago at a show, and I was really, really love that song, The Rumor.
Rumor.
Without her.
Right, right.
Dominic, or just Rumor?
You want
it's an LA band. The Rumor.
Yeah, all I know about that group is that they were from Los Angeles, and the guitar solo really sounds a lot like what the Jefferson Airplane would do about a year later on Somebody to Love. It has the same exact tone. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, great. I love those songs, Shelley. So, you know, I'm probably going to play us out with a couple of Ramones songs. Stay tuned for Tommy Boy on Radio Hijack. I think he's going to be in tonight, and I want to try to cram a few more songs in. Shelley, it's been great having you, and you're invited back any week. You have a standing invitation, and I know I really apologize we didn't get to all your stuff because I told you to bring like 10 songs. I think I played half of them, so that just gives a chance to come back and do another show, I guess.
I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Well, you know what? You should do your own show, actually, on Kill. I'll come in and train you.
I don't think I can do that.
You can learn how to skip records and make mistakes on the air, just like I do.
But it's been a total gas being here, Becky. Well, thank you for having me. Dominic, thank you for
For coming down.
Being here.
Here's Tom now. You know what? I want to Hello. I'm going to put one more little closing Ramones song on, sort of. So anyways, thanks everybody for joining us. Papa Joe Mambo, Izzy, give me some names, Dominic. CC, that's me. Carrie Chaos, who's out. Gary Schneider, Lena, Kiki, TC, and CT, and of course, Dominic and Shelley. Thanks for tuning in tonight. I'll be back in another 2 weeks. And this is signing out with Las Brujas with Sheena as a Punk Rocker. Stay tuned for Radio Hijack.
With the keys I have, hope I'm ready to go. They're ready to go now, they're going there. If I'm going, I'm going to disco, I will go. Ooh. But see, you could stay. Ooh. See, have to break away. Will you sit around the howling sun? Oh yeah, oh yeah. Sheena is a bon rocker. Sheena is a bon rocker. Sheena is a bon rocker now. Sheena is a bon rocker, Sheena is a bon rocker, Sheena is a bon rocker now. She was bon punk, a bon rocker, bon punk, a bon rocker, bon punk, a bon rocker, bon punk, a bon rocker. When the keys are out, hope I'm ready to go. They're ready to go now, they're going there. Super good, I'm going there. Disco, I go good. But see, you could stay. She have to break away. Well, when you sit around the howdy song. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Sheena is a bon rocker. Sheena is a bon rocker. Sheena is a bon rocker now. Sheena is a bon rocker. Sheena is a bon rocker. Sheena is a bon rocker now. She was a bon punk, a bon rocker, bon punk, a bon rocker, bon punk, a bon rocker, bon punk, a bon rocker. Sheena is a bon rocker. Sheena is a bon rocker. Sheena is a bon rocker now. Sheena is a bon rocker. Sheena is a bon rocker. Sheena is a bon rocker now.